Hey, good morning, everybody. It is the buzzer beater here on AM 1340 KXEM. Yeah. Oh, yeah, a little ska music to start us off here.
Is that what that was?
I think so. Okay. That's what we're going to call it.
But okay.
As a matter of fact, Matt Pilger, Michael Doherty, Leighton Maskey in the studio. March Madness is getting ready to come to an end, getting down to the Elite Eight. Pretty good games going on last night there.
What was Purdue thinking last night? You do not leave the inbounder open with just a few seconds left. Oh, my gosh. That was a major screw up.
What was it Rick Pitino said? You know, it's the same thing every year. It's fundamentals. You're doing the same thing every year. But
that was not a good look for the Boilermakers.
Some people forget. But we haven't forgotten that baseball season is also in full swing. And we have guests in our studio this morning from the Van Far High School baseball team. Joining us this morning, head coach Cameron Huff. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
We also have Gibson Condi in the house. He's a junior. Hello.
Hey. Morning.
All right. We also have the Douglas brothers in here. We've got Tyson Douglas making his debut. Good morning, sir.
Morning, sir.
And a veteran of the buzzer beater coming in this morning, Malik Douglas, is in the house as well.
Hey.
Well, glad to have you guys in here. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about the baseball season. You got it underway. You're 1-2, as I understand it. We're going to start off with Coach Huff here. Tell us a little bit about Van Far baseball this year.
So we're pretty senior heavy. We start four, sometimes five seniors, and then a lot of juniors as well. The rest of the lineup is juniors, and I think there's one sophomore. Very, very senior upperclassmen drove. I think when you piece everybody healthy, we'll be all right. So as of right now, we got some injuries. Malik with a torn ACL. Gibson here has an avulsion fracture that he's still kind of dealing with from basketball season, but give it a few more weeks, and I think it'll be a different team than what the first couple weeks have been. So,
no doubt.
An avulsion fracture? Is that the correct name?
Yeah, avulsion fracture. So it's like a little fleck of bone getting pulled away from the main joint.
Okay. Yeah. Where's that at?
It's in my right ankle.
Ankle.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds painful.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It wasn't too bad.
Okay. All right.
I was afraid maybe it was catching or something. I didn't know what that was.
He took it like a champ, though. It was Bowling Green tournament, and I saw it live, and I was like, uh-oh, he broke his ankle. And luckily, it was just this. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about your season, Gibson. Of course, you're a third baseman and a pitcher. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Talk about your role on the team and kind of your goals for this season, if you will.
Well, I'm hoping to be one of our main pitchers, you know, trying to help our team make a run in the postseason. I want to make it to state, and I think we can with who we have on the field. We got a lot of potential in a few of the underclassmen, so hopefully in the coming years they'll be able to step up and fill the roles that are being left by these two. So,
how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
6'3". Yeah. Right-hander, left-hander?
Right-handed, yeah.
Yeah. What are your main pitches? I mean, most high schoolers are like fastball and curve.
Yeah, fastball, curve. I got a good slider, too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That works. That plays.
Pretty good repertoire there.
Yeah. So how soon are you going to be back in action?
I've been playing, but just not 100%. Okay. Hopefully, I'll be back to 100% fairly soon.
Are you in the baseball mode now? Because you talked about, you know, basketball season, mm-hmm. that was a good season for you guys. Yeah. Now you switch right over into baseball. I'm always curious, how quickly do you get into baseball mode and you can get your mind off of basketball, if you will?
Well, I mean, while being hurt on the sideline for basketball, I've been kind of just looking forward to baseball season, knowing I'll be able to get back, and baseball's been my number one since a freshman, so.
Very nice. Now, we were talking a little bit beforehand about where you're going to go to college. Mm-hmm. You definitely plan on going, but have you made a decision yet?
No, I've been thinking about it, and if I can have some coaches talking to me about baseball, then, yeah, I'll probably go play baseball in college if the opportunity presents itself, but I'm still not sure about where I want to go. But hopefully somewhere around the area.
You got a while to decide.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. Tyson Douglas, we want to bring you into the conversation here this morning. Tell us a little bit about the positions that you play for Van Far baseball.
Yeah. So I started out a little bit at third base, and then now with Condi back here, I'm going to try out for the left field position. I'm having a lot of fun out there.
What do you like about playing in the outfield, left field specifically?
You don't really have to do much, really. Just stand there and look pretty most of
the time. I love it. What about some of your goals for this season? Is it a conference championship, going far in the districts? Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely going far is always the main goal of ours, especially this is my last year at Van Far, so I really want to prove something, especially winning a game past our districts. We haven't done that in a while. And and also batting good.
Where do you bat in the lineup?
First, unfortunately.
Lead off.
Set
the tone.
That puts a lot of pressure sometimes. I mean, sometimes people feel it, sometimes they don't. Are you one of those guys who feels it a little bit?
I like doing it, though, because it gets me used to it. It gets me used to the pressure of being first and leading off.
Have you bat lead off before?
A couple times.
Okay.
All right. Now, we did talk about where you're going to go to college, but tell everybody, if you will, this morning, where you're headed to.
Yeah. Malik and I are both heading to Graceland University in Iowa. Yeah. It's a pretty nice school over there.
Will you play sports in college?
Mm-hmm.
Football, yeah. Basketball, baseball?
Yeah, we both,
all of the above.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We both signed on to play football for Graceland. And then we're both thinking of trying out for baseball, trying to walk on there. So we'll see how that goes.
Heck yeah. Well, best of luck to you on that. We want to bring your brother Malik into the conversation. We haven't seen you in months, Malik.
No, yeah, it's been a little while. I've got a question since he's batting leadoff. Who was first? Who was born first?
Oh, he is.
Okay, so that's why he's batting leadoff. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. The older brother gets
there you go. All right.
Very nice. I'll chime in. Once Malik gets back, he will take over that leadoff position.
Coach.
It's funny because I'm the younger brother, but I like to take charge. So.
Malik, tell us a little bit about your baseball season. What are you looking forward to in your senior year?
Well, definitely, I love supporting the guys. It's funny, right now, some of the guys that call me Coach Douglas because, you know, I can't do much right now, but I'm doing what I can supporting the team, helping out any way I can. I definitely want to see the guys, and if I can join later, make a far run past districts.
All right, Coach Malik Douglas, the guy is in a hitting slump. I want to hear your best pep talk this morning on the buzzer beater, if you will.
All right, yeah. We just got to be aggressive with the bats, you know. It's always yes, 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 okay, you know, ball. We always got to be looking for that good strike. Always got to come up with a good approach mindset. It's all mentality, really.
Listen to this guy. I think he's going to come back and be a coach one day.
He learned from the best. Yeah.
So you're going to, hopefully, if you get back with the club, take over in center field. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd be looking forward to that, you know, getting back my speed.
And how far away are you from getting back?
Well, I'd say I am like 90-80% full speed right now. I can run a straight line pretty well, but... Yeah. No cutting at all, right. no pivoting, stuff like that.
Right.
Maybe cleared next week, is that what we're hearing?
Yes, sir, yeah. I see the doctor April 7th, so it all depends on his word.
All right.
And, yeah, I'll take it from there.
We've got our fingers crossed for that for sure. Coach, let's kind of preview some of the games coming up for the rest of the season. Any big games on the schedule that you really kind of have circled and you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, we're Class 2, District 5. Obviously, those district games matter whenever you play someone that's in the same district for seeding purposes. So Silex is a big one. And then also Clopton, we play them at the later end of the season. So depending on when district seed meeting is, we may have already played them, we may not. So that's why it's important to beat like mutual teams that we play. And then Veritas Christian Academy out of O'Fallon is in our district this year. So I don't know a whole lot about them, but I do know they played Silex last week and they beat Silex 15-9. So that just means we're going to have to beat Silex as well and other common opponents.
Who's the toughest team in the district, do you think, as you look at it?
I don't know. I would say our district, is overall solid this year. Dean Street over at Clopton, I think he's won a state championship with Bowling Green when he was there. He's a phenomenal coach. He'll have his guys ready at the end of the season. And then Silex, Huffy over there, I played against them when I was in high school at Wellsville. I don't know what they have in the water over there at Silex, but they just produce solid baseball teams year in, year out. So they're always a team that you got to be worried about. But no team you need to take lightly, especially when it comes to districts. It's win or go home. So you do what you need to do to prepare and get the job done. So that's my mindset on it.
Let's talk a little bit about your team. How many righties, lefties do you have? Do you have switch hitter? Any switch hitters? Are you blessed with that kind of situation?
So on the varsity squad, we have one lefty. He's a pitcher. He'll come in and like kind of be like a closer. He doesn't throw extremely hard. He's like maybe 62, 63, but he's got a funky delivery, a little bit of movement on his ball, and he pitches to contact, gets ground balls, and that's what we need there to slam the door, especially after you have like Gibson over here who's flirting with the 80s, and then Reese Colwell, who's 77, 78. So then you bring in a guy throwing lefty with a funky delivery, throwing 62. It's a good little mix up there. Yeah. But other than that, it's all righties. One, obviously, Landon Flowers is the lefty that I'm talking about. He hits left as well. I wish we had more lefties, but you deal with what you got. Yeah. So
no doubt. Yeah. Baseball players are normally very superstitious, and some of them have some pregame rituals. I want to go around and talk to you guys a little bit about that. Let's start off with Gibson. Do you have any superstitions that you regularly practice before you get started playing baseball?
Not really. So before games, we'll just warm up, and we'll do like ground balls as a team, like throw to each other. But for the most part, we just warm up, and we'll go and sit in the dugout, just sprawl out, get comfortable before the game. So,
All right. What about Tyson? Any superstitions or any pregame rituals that you go through?
No, not really me either. Yeah, I know most people are like, don't step on the foul line. And I don't really care about that rule.
Right? Doesn't matter. All right, what about Malik? Any superstitions for you?
So last year before districts, we started doing this morning batting practice. And who was it that didn't show up again last year? It was Gage Gibson, I believe.
Gage never showed up.
We'll just call him out here this morning. Yeah, it's all right.
No, yes. He wasn't allowed to show up after we won our first game.
There you
so.
Go. All right. Keep him away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very nice. We've talked about team walk-up songs or player walk-up songs with a couple of players this season already for some other teams. Do you guys have walk-up songs at the home games?
I don't allow it. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
We're there to play baseball, not for show.
Yeah.
Popular thing, but I say that we're there to play baseball, not for the show and glam of things, if that makes sense.
So, who's? Let's go around the room here. Who's your favorite major league player?
Ooh, definitely has to be Ozzie Smith.
Oh,
nice.
There you go.
I met him. I was fortunate enough to meet him one time in San Diego when he was doing a Golden Glove Award signing, I believe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty nice. He was a really nice guy to talk to. So, I just enjoyed watching some old highlights and whatnot. I enjoyed the backflips, too.
There you go.
Wizard of Oz. All right. What about for you, Tyson?
I'm going to go with my dad's favorite player, Ken Griffey Jr.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nice. I used to watch a lot of hitting videos of him and also some other hitting videos of Tony Gwynn. He has some pretty good YouTube videos. So if anybody's listening and wants to, like, work on batting, search up Tony Gwynn's batting videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Super impressed.
Didn't go right or wrong with that. What you got, Gibson?
I'd say probably – I don't watch too much Major League Baseball anymore. I used to a lot. But yeah. I think my favorite player is probably Javier Baez.
There you go.
Yeah, look when at he was that. On the Cubs.
Oh, no. Coach is rooting for the Cubs over here. Yes.
He was real flashy. He was fun to watch. And he had some good slides. he can dodge a tag and okay. hit some nukes too. So
oh yeah, no doubt about it. What about Coach Huff?
Well, that's all we have time for.
No, that's right. As far as a manager that you respect in major leagues,
going to change it up on
yeah.
you,
manager. Yeah. Well, I am a Chicago Cubs fan.
I knew this was going.
So. Craig Counsell, I really like him. I think he does
just
a good
hit the
job.
Beep button over here,
over there in Chicago. He did a wonderful job over in Milwaukee as well. But manager wise, I mean,
did the Cubs win on opening day? I'm just trying to remember.
Here comes
opening day.
Sounds
we
like
did
an excuse is coming to me, guys. So get ready.
We did win Thursday. But Major League Baseball did something weird with the Tokyo series this year. So, like, it was spring training, and then we went to Tokyo and played two games and then went back to spring training. So, I don't really count those first two losses as losses. I mean,
okay.
It was in the middle of spring
all right.
training.
It was kind of weird.
He said weird, what are you weird doing? Chicago Cubs, weird.
But favorite player, I'm a catcher at heart, and Yadi. I respect him a lot, yeah. So Yadi might be one of my top players. And then now, it's got to be Bobby Witt Jr. That guy is a stud, so.
No doubt about that.
I was going to say, there's about, 30 teams that would go, I'll take that guy. He's just a spark plug, both offensively, defensively. I mean, everything he does.
Absolutely.
It's a long season. You guys have just started. We want to wish you the best of luck, and we certainly appreciate you guys coming in and chatting it up with us this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys. So.
Thank you guys so much. From Van Far Baseball, head coach Cameron Huff, also Gibson Condi, Tyson, and Malik Douglas. They're our guests this morning on the Buzzer Beater. We're going to take a small break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the roundtable in just moments on the Buzzer Beater on AM 1340 KXEO.